Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Steph Knight, singer, songwriter, musician, album cover, design my album covers, a lot of them, design my video. I do have a doctoral degree in law, and I'm an artist. I love to express myself. So here is the night.
Hi, and this is Dove Knight. You know, I want to say that when I talk about situations that involve, you know, expressing strife and turmoil, whatever I'm going through or enjoy, I try to be respectful of others. I try to be aware in what I say, you know. I have to express myself, but also I love to entertain. But even though it's entertainment, the topics that I talk about, some of them are serious. But I prefer, really prefer to talk about my music. But being on podcasts, I realized that I have to talk. Now, I said several times, and I'm not going to say it again. I am very open-minded to all people. I'm very progressive, very open. But I am not open to anything that's evil or undermined or biased. You know, I'm in the 21st century. There are lots of good open-minded people, you know. When I say I'm open-minded, it doesn't mean that I'm going to fall in love with everybody who I see. No. I have my own preferences. But I am, you know, I think that everybody on this planet, no matter where they come from, regardless of race, color, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, or wherever you come from, are just as equal or important. We all belong on this planet. However, even though that's the case, there are people among us from all those categories that I mentioned who are evil, who are biased, who hurt people, who do things to people, and I experience that. I'm not open to that. It can include people who I'm related to, or it could be somebody that I just simply do not know. While my music is a reflection of cultural diversity, meaning the, you know, many different you know, types of people from all walks of life, because we're all God's children. The truth is, I believe we're all God's children. But even though that's the case in general, when it comes to people who are evil or biased or, you know, I can't be around that. Now, I respect other people's opinions who are different from mine. I respect them, but I would not hang out with somebody who's going to try to hurt me mentally or physically or try to make me do something. Like today, this person said I should move back to an apartment building. When I hear somebody say that and I own my home for 20 years, that sounds like somebody who is not wise and trying to undermine my progression. I'm a poor person. Why would I move back to an apartment building? And I don't need to. That sounds like somebody who really, that's not healthy. That's going backwards. It's like going from being independent to being more limited financially. And you know what they else they said? They said take the money that I get from my home and just spend it on a rent. I would be a fool if I did that. That's foolish. That's low functioning, in my opinion. I wouldn't be progressing upwards because I'm trying to progress upwards, and that's not wise. I think the person just don't want me to own a home, and you know what? I'm very much assured that I will never live in a rental apartment ever again in Los Angeles County. That is the absolute truth. I have bad experiences in apartment buildings, and you know what? I'm going to say that from my standpoint. Now, there are people who do want to go, who did go from apartment to, there are people who went from condos and houses to apartments. And, you know, some people want to move back from owning a home to an apartment. And to me, in that situation, and they really want to do it, there's nothing wrong with that. They have a place to live. You know, there's nothing wrong with that in that regard to other people. But for me, owning a home is the best thing. And, you know, it's getting harder to own homes. It really is. You know, the cost of living going up, you know, there's so many wars, and we have to be careful, you know. But, you know, people who do live in rental apartments deserve respect. You know, you can be independent and live in an apartment. There's nothing wrong with that. But for me, I own my home for 20 years. I'm going to keep it that way. I do want to keep it that way, but you never know. But I am not compromising, especially not because I want to progress in life. That's number one. And number two, I have bad experiences. After those bad experiences, no way. But, you know, if someone, you know, it's just about progressing, staying stable, taking care of oneself. It's hard sometimes. Sometimes you can't help it. Some people lose their homes and have to move back to apartments. Or in tragic situations, some people have lost their homes. So that's sympathy. You know, I have sympathy for people like that. I really do. I mean, people have their own preferences. But for me, I like to progress upwards. That's my preference. Or stay in a better situation, at least have a place of my own. But, you know, because of my experiences that led me to being a musician, because I write about the suffering, I suffered a lot. And I had so many bad experiences, and I had a bad life, you know. Trying the music industry, and I just got another rejection in the music industry, and it was very painful. Because I've been doing it such a long time, you know. But at the same time, it's part of the business, you know. And my life has been very difficult in more ways than one. But I'm also gotten stronger to just continue. But at the same time, while I'm doing my thing, and I hope I get better, and I always have respect for people and I always be good to people. Because everybody has their own life, and, you know, there's no judgment. But I'm just saying it from my standpoint, for me. But as far as trying to stay stable and trying, that's so important. But I cannot be open-minded to somebody or something that's going to undermine my potential. And I see it all around me, and I see what could happen. And I have so many obstacles, but at the same time, I believe in God, and I believe in myself, and I'm a good person. So I'll prevail. You know, I continue to go for that dream, no matter what happens, you know. But life, while my life hasn't been easy, I'm always aware. But again, I'm open-minded to all people in general. Because the categories of race, sex, sexual orientation, religion, gender identity, we are all God's children. We are all the same. But I'm not open-minded to criminals. I'm not open-minded to unstable people. I'm not open-minded to delusional people who hurt me because they lack experience, or I'm not open-minded to people giving me bad advice about finding, losing my home or want to undermine my progression. I definitely can see that when people just don't want to see me be a musician, a professional musician, don't want to see me be an attorney, don't want to see me be successful because they're jealous or they have something against me for no reason. And those are people I stay away from. You know, And I have experience, you know, a lot of musicians and artists, you know, they alcoholics. I had to stay away from it because, you know, I saw what happened with my dad and I saw the tragedies with alcohol and drugs and what happened when I, you know, was younger. I just could not touch a drug because I had so many bad experiences and I cannot risk it with my health. So I had to stay stable as much as possible and be healthy. And in order to continue to do that, I stay away from negativity. as I said before, if I, you know, I cannot hang out with a negative person or an evil person, because there's always going to be negative consequences. There's always going to be something bad that happens. And I don't need to be negative or see my life get worse. I have to be positive. Be good to others, always, but especially, more importantly, I have to love myself. I have to love myself as much as possible and respect others, but I cannot compromise my dignity to be with someone else who's negative or evil or self-destructive. But I can't hang out with a crack addict or alcoholic because of what, you know, what happened to my father, you know, tragically died from alcohol, and it reminds me of what happened. I had some bad experiences with some drug addicts and alcoholics when I was younger, and I cannot risk it again, or criminals. It's not because, you know, I have to be this way. But also, you know, I have to be aware. You know, we got laws in the 21st century. We got laws protecting people like, you know, African-Americans. You know, they got the law, you know, the federal law, interracial marriage is legal, gay marriage is legal, respectful marriage, so we can marry whoever we want. We should have had a law like that hundreds of years ago. You know, we should have a law like that. You know, it doesn't matter. Love does not see color. Love transcends everything. Love embraces us all. And it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter if you're gay or straight. It doesn't matter what religion you are, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't matter. And it's great to see that religious Respectful Marriage Act pass. But when I hear people keep saying racist things about, oh, you have to stay with your people, and I mean near me, or stay with your own kind, I mean, that's racist. That's what goes against the fabric, not only of society, but of spirituality itself. That's so morally wrong. We got a law, Defense of Marriage Act, for everybody who's gay or interracial to marry. I mean, we marry whoever you want. Whoever you want to marry, you can marry. Whether they, you know, it doesn't matter what race they are, it doesn't matter sex they are. We shouldn't even be talking about that. And when somebody keeps saying something that is so outdated and so backward and so bigoted, it concerns me that they are not in touch with the reality of the 21st century. But some people, you know, the only thing I can say is that, you know, they have their beliefs. They have their beliefs, and I, you know, they're allowed to have their beliefs, and I'm not debating that, even though whether I think personally is not right. And the truth is, it isn't right. But they have a right to believe something that's not good and outdated and bigoted. But the problem is when they push it on me, they're trying to conform to a lifestyle that limits my essence, and it's racist and goes against the law of the society, morally, ethically, and spiritually. It concerns me that they're not in touch with reality of what's going on on this planet and in this country. I mean, gay marriage has been legal since 2015. The Supreme Court had the law, and then Congress has the law with the president signing. So we should be aware. And I know people have their religious beliefs and whatever, but morally, ethically, we cannot discriminate. And we should not try to force me to conform to limitations that are racist and limits my potential to be a human being. So no matter what race, if you're white or black, you hang out with whoever you want. That's what we are here for. We're here to embrace the world. And we're here to embrace diversity and embrace all people. If you decide not to hang out with other people, then that's your right too. But don't say, oh, it's wrong for me to hang out with this person. Stay with my own kind. You know, when someone says stay with your own kind, that's racist, period. and I'm sick of it, or say, oh, I need to be with a girl and whatever. I cannot be with a girl if I'm gay, and that's pigment, and I'm not afraid to say it. I said it so many times, I'm not going to change. That's wrong. Just like I can't force a straight person to be gay. You cannot force a straight person to be gay, and you cannot force me to be straight. It's not possible. I mean, whoever you love, I know there's bisexual and gay and straight, whatever. I don't like bringing it up all the time, but I will never change. So don't force me to be something that goes against my natural inclination. And I don't need to be targeted or harassed for it either. Because homophobia and racism or any kind, and people bringing up their religious beliefs, whether it's Christian, Islam, Judaism, and trying to say, oh, it's wrong to be this. They have a right to their beliefs, fine, but don't act out on hatred and beliefs that, you know, you have a constitutional law. We have a law, and you're still saying things that goes against the current law and living like you're living in 1840. I mean, we can't be backwards. We got to move forward. We got to let people live. If you don't like somebody's lifestyle, you don't like me, then just move on. Stay away. Do the legal way. Don't harass or target people who think or act differently from me and you, because I know for a fact that there's always going to be somebody who look or act differently, because that's the natural inclination of this planet. You have to just let it be. That's nature. And it's laws, too. That's all I have to say. Good day, good night from Dove Night.